Blog Talk Radio.
Especially between the three of you guys, well, girls and guys, you will answer the questions, and you're trying to beat each other because ATAZT got some money on this, and I'm putting a new shiny $20 bill out for you guys, whoever wins this competition. A $20 bill, and we are in a recession, so please bear with me. Down anyway, again, Rolanda.
Okay, I am going to go with, he said 80.
Mm-hmm.
Characters in movies. There are a lot of women actresses in movies, so I'm going to say slightly lower than that. And I'm going to go, look, I sound like I'm on the $1 million.
Jeopardy, hell yeah.
Look, I would like to ask the audience. Oh, okay.
She bought it, so I really enjoyed it, and I walked up in the line. I know we had never met before in person, talked
but
to her many times.
It was awesome to meet you.
Yeah, same here. And I'm just, like I said, when you get your church, you need to let me know. And I know, hey, when you speak it into existence, you know, you speak it, it comes into existence. So I'm just saying, when you get your church, don't worry, I'm gonna know anyway. It'll be on one of these websites. I'll be like, well, I guess I'm going to our church right now.
That's funny, but yeah, I truly appreciate you for that, because I just thank you for that support, because I was a ball of nerves, but God moves, you know.
How wife-to-be looks. I mean, I need to know what Miss T-A-Z is going to look like.
I have a picture, yes, here.
All women have their backs turned in a long Indian dress. Which back is hers?
The big back, yes.
Man, she's got a big Nagabi. Carrying over the threshold, I may need a wheelbarrow.
You black man like big box? I heard song, baby got the back, baby got the back. I like big butts, and I cannot
hold deny. Hold up, sir, money a lot.
Version, I should have sent y'all the new version, but it's cool.
Hey, I got a question. What promoted to put that dial tone all the way through there? I'm like, I said, oh my God, they done hooked the dial tone up. Now,
it was my idea, because I'm like, I want people to almost find it annoying. Like, damn, I sure hear that a lot, because, I mean, you hear it a lot anyway on your phone, but it's like to hear it through a song. It's like, damn.
Yeah. 20, 30 minutes. If you go on 30 minutes out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, because I did it. All the way through Superville, me and Billy Anderson drove 70 miles an hour, made it in 30 minutes downtown Pittsburgh. Tri-state area where Pittsburgh, West Virginia, and Ohio meet on the river. Shoot 'em up, bang bang town. Mini Chicago is what they call it. Yeah. Death all around. And anything about ready to jump off at any time.
For real.
Yeah, and that's the place we call home.
Wow. And you call it that with purpose.
With purpose and meaning, because my mom and dad's there. We didn't have no money. And here's the speech I gave DJ. We ain't got no money. All I got is $40 for gas. That's when gas was low. We ain't talking about just now, right? We talking about years ago in 97.
Well, at least 20 years ago.
Okay.
And gas was low. You could ride $40 and go all the way back down south. I only got $40. We can't eat. Now, we can't eat. I said, now, I know this girl in Louisville, and if she don't look good, we ain't staying here, but if she look good, I'm going to ask her to cook us though. And so the whole time, man, you're going, please look good. Please. Mr. Turner, let's get this in the movie. For real, I'm for real than a mug. Let's get this in the movie and get one of these young an up and coming hip hop artist to play Chris.
I agree, and that's what we're shooting for too, and just being able to tell, you know, give an alternate, you know, an alternate to our story in terms of hip hop. So
correct. Well, I appreciate you for coming on. Like I said, I will stay in contact with you and definitely check on you from time to time. And when that next book come out, my brother, make sure you hit me up so I can get a hold of it. I'm one of your number one fans now.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Listen, I'm a fan of the show, too. This is, you know, probably one of the best interviews I've had. You guys are, you know, absolutely great. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you do. These type of venues are absolutely important because it helps artists such as myself, you know, for us to get to that next level.
What breeds? Really?
Never go back.
Truly.
Here is a lesson I wanna teach.
Girl, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
Just like I said, I seen you coming through that door with that pretty smile. Debbie, don't hit me in the head with a brick. It's just entertainment, girl. Just entertainment.
Stuck in Atlanta trying to drive, and the battery went out. I called you. Because back then they had car phones. We didn't have no cell phone. We used that car phone, and it was dying. It was on its last end. I said, don't hit me, because your girl is cold out. We were stuck. I said, I'm stuck on 85. I don't know where we at. It was dark out there, man. Come get me. Everybody else I see on the line, DJ, you in the house?
I'm here, babe.
ATAZP. Live on Blog Talk Radio. Your host, TAZ. Long intro because, you know, I got black guests and black guests call in late. That's the way it is. I'm going to open up the lines 256. I got on the line and I got area code 404. Hey, how y'all doing? What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Taz? It's Raymond.
And the other number?
Yo.
404.
You hear me?
Yeah,
yo,
what's up?
Good.
I hear you now. What's up, Clement?
Hey, what's good, man?
I wanted to do.
What's up, Ray?
I wanted to do this.
Hey, what's going on?
I wanted to do this show to actually, you know, have a phone call like we normally do, talking about business with a fantasy art comic. Since Ray is one of the founding fathers, I want you to tell the people exactly what we do and, you know, what the company's about, man.
All right, this is Raymond Sanders. As Dad said, we are Fantasy Art Comics, and, you know, we started in 2008 with the first title, Fierce. You know, since then, you know, it's grown tremendously. You know, now we have, you know, Taz's Shea Diamond, Ruben Warren's Swag Patrol, Anthony Sanders' Vicious Cycles and Street Sweepers. You know, we got, you know, a Vengeance, Blood Shark. We got plenty of projects in the works too. So, we started off small, you know, mainly in comics right now, but, you know, we definitely want to venture into other areas. But, you know, for right now, you know, we're doing the comic thing and, you know, just hopefully continue to keep growing from there.
Lament, Ken, are you, telling people exactly what you do with the company. And you also, man, we got to get some of your stories out there, dog.
Yeah.
I remember talking to you the last time. I'm like, I'm kind of mad now that I thought about it. I'm old. I done turned 60 a couple of days ago. I'm really old, so I forgot. But, yeah, we got to get some of your stories out there. But tell the people exactly what you do with fantasy art comics. Well, we can't hear you.
Y'all can't hear me? You hear me now?
Now we can.
Oh, okay, my bad. Hey, this is Clement Romaine. I joined Fantasy Art Comics, I believe, in 2015 or 2016. Mm-hmm. I met Raymond Sanders on his group, Facebook group, ICC. That's where I met all these cats, Taz, you know, Raymond, his brother, Anthony Sanders, Gabe. And, you know, at first we were just talking and, you know, little by little I gravitated towards them. And, you know, we were heading down to Florida to the ICC con. And from there it was like we just kind of meshed. So right now I'm inking, you know, the Fierce 2 book and, you know, trying to work on some of my stories on the side right now. Me and Taz going to hook up with some of them. And, you know, I just been looking for a group, you know, a team to mesh with so I can, you know, start putting out some books, man. And whatever else we got in store, you know, I'm glad to be a part of it, man.
Well, I'm going to say what I do. I write, and, you know, when we're doing these radio shows, a lot of people know that's what I do. But I write and come up with ideas. But when I first met Raymond, I didn't meet him in the ICC. He was at Comic-Con. I think it was in Marietta, wasn't it? The one that was in Marietta off of Cobb Parkway.
Yeah, at the Cobb Galleria.
Yeah, I decided to walk in there, and I said, with... Now, I've been looking for 7 years for somebody black to draw this idea that I had in my head. I didn't want nobody else. Man, I went to a lot of Comic Cons between there, like in Texas, in Alaska. I mean, I went to a lot of them, but I never found nobody that I just felt right with. You know, I talked to a few, and that was it. But I was like, they ain't doing nothing. So I seen Raymond sitting at his booth. Bought his comic book, and we talked for a minute. I said, hey, we need to do this, man. I told him the idea, and he said, well, you shoot me the story. Man, I got home and wrote about 20 pages that night. I was like, yo, I already have it in my head. I just never wrote it down because I was like, I'm trying to find somebody to do it. So that's how we met. And then, Raymond, now, how did we get into ICC? I forgot that part. I remember when there was only 40 of us.
Yeah. Well, and real quick, back to when we met, what's funny about that story was, you know, that was a terrible convention. Like, it was, you know, it just didn't have a good turnout. It was a big venue, and, you know, but the turnout just was bad. And, like, it's one of the worst conventions I ever did. And what's funny, when I met Taz, I worked in that area at night. My night job was cleaning buildings. And it's funny, I had already met Taz's wife and at the time didn't even know it. So it was crazy that
that was even more crazy.
Work in
that
building. Yeah. but shortly after we met, you know, I think the ICC kind of got started. I don't know how long after that, but yeah, it was. Yeah, we were some of the first members when it was small, and then it just kept growing after that.
over 10,000 folks. Over 10,000 folks, overseas, all over the world. Crazy.
Yeah, when you go to other conventions, you know, now you usually run into somebody. Even when it was, you know, like a couple of thousands, I'd be at a show in Atlanta or something. I'm like, you heard of the ICC? And they'd be like, yeah, I'm in it. So, you know, it was always cool to see, you know, we weren't the only one.
Yeah.
Man, I think on the last one when we did the ICC show, I told this story. I went to the big one in San Diego and was telling these guys from the UK about the ICC. And they were like, we in it. Like, what? They said, you know Terrence Baker? I'm like, yeah, I know Terrence Baker. That's my boy. They were like, oh, really? They were getting excited. Like Terrence was somebody from Marvel Comics that carried us. So I was like, I was acting like I was Marvel Comics too. Yeah, I know. We were in there when it was only 40.
Yeah.
40 of us. Shoot.
They can do it, bro.
Yeah.
So, what do you got planned that you want to, because we're all on lockdown. I mean,
right.
Man, I got so much material that I'm getting ready to come out with. So when we do come out of lockdown, I'll be ready to sell a lot of stuff. So what are you guys working on now? Just starting with Raymond and then going to
Well, right now, you know, we're here's book two. You know, we're working on that, you know, since the lockdown started. We was like, well, we might as well really start getting some work done. So, you know, we've all been working hard on Spirits 2. Without revealing too much, it's going to be 36 pages. You know, we got pages done. You know, Clement's been inking. And we got it scheduled. We wanted it scheduled to come out in the next couple of months. But, you know, like you said, with the lockdown, there's not any shows going on. But we still want to get the book done so we can keep going and move into issue 3. So, by the end of the year, hopefully next year, you know, we'll be able to do shows again, and you know, we'll have a lot more to put out there. And you know, we also got a few secret projects coming up. I will announce one of them is the Vengeance book is actually in production right now also. And you know, for those who don't know, Vengeance is a widow, mother of three, who basically takes up being a superhero after her husband is murdered. So, but it's much more to that, but I don't want to go in too much detail until we get closer to releasing it. But yeah, right now, and I can speak for Anthony, my brother, I know he's knocking out Street Sweepers issue 2. I just visited with him last week and got to see some of the pages. So, and, of course, you know, Ruben is hard at work on the next Swag Patrol. So, We got a lot coming out, so I'm looking forward to being able to do shows.
But what issue is Swag Patrol? What issue is it? Three,
Issue three.
He's on four now.
Four.
Actually, number four is in production right now, and he just released the first three as a trade paperback. So So the whole team is working. And so when we can reveal stuff, we'll have a lot to put out there.
on you.
Yeah, right now, as Raymond mentioned, like you know, I'm working on Fierce 2 inks. Of course, I'm working on, you know what I'm saying, your stuff too, Taz. And then in the meantime, I'm trying to formulate these stories in the background for these characters for the Wise story. And Wise is son of a mob boss who the rest of the mob bosses hated him, so they put a hit out on him. And not to go in too much into it, but somehow he survives the hit, and then he becomes the character, the infamous Slug Spitter. Now, this cat is going to be wrecking all kinds of ass. Can I say
that? We on the internet. You can say it.
Okay. we talk about it every now and then. you know, and then he has another brother, you know, who's part of the coalition of the killers, you know, and then you know, so the whole story comes together in a peak towards the end where him, his brother, his father, and his so-called, who he thinks is his uncle, but is really his father, comes to a hedge, and, you know, he basically Wise has to make a choice. Whose life is he deemed important to spare. So not to reveal too much, but yeah. So Taz is, you know what I'm saying, going to help me figure that out with his writing skills. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
and in the meantime.
That's almost like a, I just wanted to ask a question. That's almost like a bad guy that we're cheering as a basically like a hero, but it's a reverse role. It's somebody that's a bad guy that we're cheering not to get caught.
Right, right.
Basically,
and
right?
And you know,
okay.
I'm kind of biased to bad guys. I like bad guys better than good guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always seem to gravitate to the bad guy. I like to draw the bad guy. I like to find out what the bad guy is about. You know, I found it interesting, you know, when I started putting the story kind of together that what if I made this guy a bad guy towards the public, but really he's a good guy. You know what I mean? It's a little
twisty. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what? You need to send me your notes once you formulate that idea all the way through. Send me your notes.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and we go from there. Yeah. Because
like
Raymond is good for.
You said what?
I was saying what I like about that. You know, you get to see the story from, you know, a different perspective. It's like it'd be cool to see the bad guy as the main character where, you know, when the good guy shows up, like, you're rooting against him. Like, you know, you're rooting for the bad guy in this story. So, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. You kind of throughout the story, you kind of, you know, it's like a dude that's kind of has a past, and he used to be a certain way, and then you get to know him throughout the story, and you realize why he's like that, and it's really not his fault, so to speak. You know, it's kind of his environment that made him like that. But he still has that, you know, that morality about him, you know, so.
Right.
I think that would be very interesting. And then one more thing, I have another character called Bobito Banderas, and you know, he's called the Rubber Band Man, and you know, somehow some way we gonna tie him into Fierce's world because he's that mm-hmm. age group. You know, matter of fact, he's going to transfer into Aaron's, who is Fierce. Aaron Adams mm-hmm. is high school, and somehow they're going to get it mixed up, you know what I'm saying? So me and Taz and Raymond got to sit down and hatch that out a little bit.
Yeah.
But the first story about him is going to be me and Ant talked about it. I'm gonna have a 8-page story about him in Vicious Cycles, and that will be the introduction to him first, and then you know we'll take it from there.
I got a question, Raymond. Did you ever come up with Avenging kids' names so I can know them so I can change them in my story?
No, we don't have them yet because the story, we haven't got to that point in the story yet. But, yeah, as soon as we get them, I'll let you know. But, I want to tell y'all about the story, but I think you'll like it when you see it. Like I said, we even have the artist is even, you know, he's finished the first page, so I'll shoot it to you in the group so y'all can take a look at it. But,
okay.
But yeah, it's going to be a very good story. You know, it's kind of an introduction for her. You know, we're reintroducing her into the new fantasy art comics. And right now, page count, we're looking at maybe, it may be 30 pages plus also. But so it's a full story, but, you know, it'll definitely open up to maybe a graphic novel or you know, some type of regular series after that. So, but I think everybody's going to enjoy it. And like I said, it just began production. So, you know, like I said, by the time all this stuff is over with, we may be rolling out and Avengers issue one also. You know, it, like
right.
I said, it's just I'm definitely not glad that all this happened. I'm just glad that, you know, we're getting something done in the meantime, I guess, to kind of help take your mind off of everything that's going on. And so we're being productive, so that's a good thing. So I know we haven't been posting a lot online lately, but I want everybody to know we are working. We're just, you know, keeping it
we definitely working.
Secret for now. Yeah.
We
don't want
this
to say this is coming soon.
It was a bad thing for us to have this pandemic hit us, because we
right.
Ray, I think Ruben, we were going to Baltimore to the Black Comic Festival up there. Was it Baltimore or was it Philadelphia?
Philadelphia.
We was going to that. We had planned that, but we was all hyped. And then a couple months started dying. I was like, I ain't hyped no more.
Yeah.
I gotta stay at home, though.
Yeah. And like we said, you know, the good thing is, you know, if we can go next year, then like we said, we'll have even more to take with us. So
Right.
Like I said, I was ready to go too, but you know, 'cause we've talked about doing this show for years, but you know, everything happens for a reason. So like I said, maybe it was meant for us to have more content when we go
more
up
content,
there.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Well, let me speak on mine. We're in production with issue three and four of Shade Diamond, because I'm done. I wrote like about 40 issues now, so mine is already done. They were done 2 years ago. All that writing was done 2 years ago, and then we're going to do issue three and four, and then we're going to start issue one through four of the Enhanced Power, which is about these kids that find these power suits that Raymond that already hit me up about, man, before we went to that first IC, well, we went to that second ICC con. That's when you hit me up about that. All them years ago. Yeah, I wrote about 200 pages of that too, so that's about 40 issues right there too. So, I mean, it's already done. Hey, one thing about me, I'll get you your story in 2 or 3 days. Raymond know about that, because I'm like 17 pages into your story, and that's only because I'm bouncing back and forth on another story that I'm writing 400 pages of. It's just a novel. It's nothing comic wise. It's just a regular black soap opera that I'm writing, and it's the fourth one of 500 pages. So yeah, I mean, you know, and then I'm doing music too, and I'm doing this radio show. So you know, I'm busy even though I'm retired.
Yeah, man.
So I've got a question for everybody. When you were growing up, what kind of comic books, because I'm sure everybody in here love comic books, wouldn't be doing it. What kind of comic books actually caught your attention growing up as a young kid? And what was your favorite one, too? Start with Clement, and then we go around framing me.
Well, I grew up in the Caribbean, so I never seen no comic book or nothing. We hardly had no TV, but you know what I'm saying? Like, my mom had came down, I think I was about 4, and she brought me a Captain America comic book. And, man, I traced every page in that book, man. I love that book. It was I can't remember what number was it, but it was the one with Madcap. It was a character called Madcap. And I love that book, man. So when I came up here a couple of years later, I got into comic books when my aunt took me to a comic book shop. When she saw how, you know, what I was drawing, she said, "You probably like comic books." She took me to this comic book shop, and immediately, when I saw X-Men, like, that was it. I saw X-Men. I saw Incredible Hulk. I saw Justice League. And, you know, I fell in love with the whole comic thing. But the one, I'd say, if I had a character that I would just love, and you know, it's fitting because he can go both ways. And Wolverine is like probably my most favorite character because, you know, like sometimes Wolverine can seem like a bad guy, but then he can be a good guy too. So, yeah,
right,
that would probably be my favorite character besides the Hulk, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like those complicated story characters.
Well, I guess for me, my dad used to draw pictures of Batman, you know, when me and my brother were younger, and we would always get him to draw as Batman. And but we didn't read comics or anything at the time. And then my brother brought home this Thor book from school. And I don't remember the issue either, but I just remember Thor had broke his hammer and he had to fight without his hammer and all that. And, you know, it was kind of the end of the story. So we was like, well, man, we got to see the other issues. And, like, I mean, we were both hooked then. Like, we back and got the whole story, and then we start buying all the other Thor books. But so he was one of my early favorites. But, of course, you know, Spider-Man is the one that, you know, I just love once I started actually reading the comic book. And, like, I was just hooked on that book. Like, you know, his costume just seemed so cool to me, and, you know, his abilities and all that. And I always liked the stories where Spider-Man was kind of outnumbered, like if he had to fight the Sinister Six on his own, like, you know, or he had to fight, like, I never forget the story where he had to take on the Juggernaut by himself. And, you know,
I think I had
clearly
that.
Out. Yeah, he didn't have nowhere near the strength, but he had to figure
right.
out a way to beat him. And I love stories like that where, I think that's why I didn't take to Superman in the beginning, because he always seemed overly powerful to me. Like, he almost
yeah.
seemed like he was unbeatable. But, you know, I got into him later. But, you know, Spider-Man was definitely the one that you know, I couldn't miss a Spider-Man issue. So, and, you know, then I got into, you know, Black Panther and, you know, like X-Men also. But Spider-Man was always my favorite.
Spider-Man can never mind his business, bro. Never.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll you know, niggas be on Planet X and O, and Spider-Man will show up.
Right.
Y'all doing?
Yeah.
That's like,
yeah,
get the
exactly.
hell out of here.
My favorite is Batman, because he ain't had no power.
Okay.
And
yeah,
and everybody respected that cat. They like get people with powers is scared of him. I'm like, come on, son, you can know you can wipe him away. People with powers is scared of that cat. And
hey,
I used to watch.
Hey, how Batman beat Superman?
And he all the time. Batman all the time pulled out some kryptonite every time when he fought him.
Yeah.
He all the time pulled some kryptonite. Knock that dude down.
Alfred, my
yeah, he would pull it out of his back cage. All of a sudden, then Superman can't even fly away because the kryptonite
yeah.
is out there. So, yeah, Batman was my favorite. And plus, the TV show was on, too. When I grew
right.
up,
yeah.
I was watching the TV show. And then they had the Hulk cartoon, the old Hulk cartoon. I loved that. Captain
yeah,
America
wow,
cartoon. Man. And you got introduced to all that, and that's before, you know, I could buy comic books then, you know. My dad would
man,
buy
you know
comic
what
books
I really
for me,
miss,
and I
though,
was into
man?
Everybody.
Them Saturday morning cartoons, bro. Them Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
That used to be the joint.
Because I wouldn't mind writing the Herculoid cartoon, a comic book. Because you know they got new
yeah.
comic books, huh? Herculoids and everybody.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind writing for that. I love that cartoon as well. So, I mean, there's
hey,
a
know,
lot of stuff influenced my liking to comics.
And I feel like, you know, everybody always asks, like, you know, is fantasy art comics going to get into movies and stuff like that? Well, you know, if the opportunity came, well, yeah, but I always thought that animation would be... you know, maybe the first step, because, you know, like you said, and Ruben used to talk about this with me a lot, you know, he was like, man, it'd be nice to bring back the Saturday morning cartoons with, like, a fantasy art comics hour or something like that, where, you know, a lot of our characters, you know, they got their own 30-minute episode, and you just, you go from story to story, and, you know, I think an animated, some type of series would be a good way to develop your characters and make people kind of fall in love with the characters. I mean, don't get me wrong, movies are great, but especially when it's a brand new character, sometimes movies, you don't have enough time to develop the hero. You got to develop the hero and the villain in, you know, 2 hours, and sometimes that can be tough.
But sometimes, you know, like, I really feel like movies can be harder to do some of the stuff that's actually in comics, you know what I mean? Because some of the stuff that happened in comics is just straight up unrealistic.
Right.
But, you know, like, you have more play with animation because it's animation. You can make it do whatever the hell you want to. You know, in an actual live action movie, it's kind of hard sometimes to get some of that stuff done with the budget that you may have. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I'm trying to hook us up. If I get the hookup, then it's after this fourth. I already told Raymond about it. It's after this fourth comic book with the other storyline, and I'm gonna send off a packet and. Hopefully somebody see us. And if I get hooked up, all of y'all get hooked up. It's over then. You can most definitely believe that. I'm gonna play a song in between us, and then we're gonna come back for the last 20. Well, it'll be 15 minutes because the hour goes fast on here. But I'm gonna play this song. I'm gonna see if y'all know it. I'm just going to play it and let it rip, and then afterwards I'll tell y'all who it is.
All right.
For you, I think too much overanalyzing everything. luck. I'm over dramatizing everything, but you're never on the level I'm on unless we're cutting. Lusting, we never argued when thrusting, but then after all, it just turns to dust, brother. Swear I never love another if this really worked out, but this is just like watching fitness infomercials from the couch. Ouch, I know. You're lazy. It's easier to pick a partner less crazy. Much less work, less purpose, less of A to Z. Cause I'm an alpha. Bet it's hard to stay with me. Heart palpitations do still occur though. You and me some Merlot. Situation blur so much. I be thinking that this shit could actually work again. Just even nice to have you back in my world as my friend. Hey, sometimes I gotta say it simply. Why? Cause sometimes things are simple. Make it complicated for the whim, B. Cause otherwise we just be faced with all the N-words. Inner child, inner space, inner monologue. We exchange intercourse without a dialogue. Introduce intimate ways to turn our fire off. This thing in us to seek the fog light higher. Moth, I still adore you. But you adore me theoretically. So now I gotta shut the door on you. So I can find out who is next for me.
Repeat after me.
You and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. You and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. You and me and everyone we know. That's you and me and everyone we know. That's you and me.
Listening to a TAZP live. This is Chris. I do a little music. Follow me on Twitter, Life Music, with a Q, LifeMusiq. Again, you are listening to a TAZP live with my cuz, none other than TAZ.
This is TAZ, a TAZP live on Blog Talk Radio. I have another caller, 770, but I don't know who it is. Let me ask. 770.
Tressa?
What's up, Tressa? I'm gonna put you back on mute because we only got 15 more minutes anyway.
Okay, well, who was that was just singing?
I'm getting ready to say that. fellas, do y'all know who that was on that song that I played in the middle?
Nah, I'll take a guess, though. Bahamadia.
No. Gene Gray.
Gene Gray. Oh.
Okay.
I know y'all ain't never heard it. That song's about, I think I heard it before, but that song's a few years old mind. Too, like about 4 or 5. Almost 8 or 9 years old. Gene Gray. Y'all need to see the new, you need to see her. One of her videos where she was singing, and it was a Prince beat, and she's kind of like half naked in it. Yeah, I need to shoot y'all that video. I need to shoot y'all that. Did y'all, what do y'all think about the new Batwoman changing to a black girl? Her name is Jessica Leslie. She played on a family, what is it? The show on BET, Family Values or something like that. And I got a lot of noise in the background.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I saw they had announced that she was playing the new Batwoman. I didn't know if it was official yet, and then I checked some of the other sites and saw that it was. So,
yes, it's official. She's the new Batwoman.
The series. I mean, I know of the character from the comic books and stuff like that, but I never actually watched the first season. So,
the first season had a skinnier white lady on there.
Yeah,
and and she was playing Bruce Wayne's niece or something like that.
Yeah, I watched it, of course. I'm just wondering how the show, because I know she dropped out after season one ended. She wasn't coming back, so I'm wondering how they're going to write this new character. I kind of read the idea of the character. I think she's going to be homeless, living in a van or something, and or something like that from what I read today. But, I mean, I think it'll be interesting. I might check it out. Cause like I said, I never watched the first season, so I might need to go back and watch season one first.
She's the same black lady that played in God Friended Me.
Right, yeah.
And she's also on Family Values on BET. She played in that show also. She kind of reminds you of an old girl that's in Black Lightning, the older daughter.
Yeah, the older daughter, yeah.
Yeah, she kind of reminds you of her. I think it's going to be crazy to see that.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Hey, black is the new orange.
yeah.
For real.
You know, I kind of figured they were going to go that route when the other woman dropped out. I said this would be perfect timing because, there's even rumors in the comic books of bringing in a black Batman. So I was like, well, maybe this would be their way of, instead of Batman, Batwoman. So,
Right.
I don't think they got the license
to put Batman on TV.
Right, and I want to see if the show is going to translate, is there going to be a new character in the comic books now? Sometimes the shows and the movies dictate what they do in the comic books. So, if the show does very well with a black Batwoman, will there be a black Batwoman in the comic books now?
What was the character's name? The black lady that was on Luke. Luke, what's his name?
Oh, Misty
Luke Cage. She's always been black in the comic book now. Because Misty Knight was kicking it with Daredevil, if y'all remember, in the comic book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was getting a little sex thing on with him. and Misty Knight had both her arms, unlike Luke Cage. She lost one of her arms. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
It's crazy. See, I try to tie in a lot of... there's a bad lady, she's a thief, professional thief, that's in Nia Raina's story, Enhanced Power, about the kids that, she's in the one with your son's story that I named Team Gunners, but I'm just waiting on them to change the name. But in your son's story, there's a bad lady that's she's a thief. And, she's related to Shay Down.
Right.
Because I put the last name Lucas on the end, but it took me to go back and tell Raymond, hey, just remember Shay's real name is Lucas at the end? And he was like, oh, yeah, that's right. You only mentioned it one time. That was the only reason why I mentioned it one time. So you could forget And then when I bring it back up, you go, you got to look back through issue one and go, oh, that's right. That's what he wrote. And that's the main reason I was telling you I was mad when I wrote Captain Jamaica and dude changed it around. And I was like, there's little things that I throw in there that if you want me to write it, I'm going to refer it back. And if you change it around, that drops the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah, I was kind of mad about that, man. I was heated, y'all.
I can feel the heat coming off your forehead, bro.
I was heated about that, bro. I like, if you going, you know, I understand and everything because, you know, I wouldn't have had no problem with the guy that paid me to do it changed it because he's the one that paid me to do it. But,
right.
You know, when the artist came through and just changed the words, I'm like, look, man, y'all can write this joint. You know what I'm saying? I got my money, you know? Y'all can write it.
That's right.
And that's the way I felt about it. But, I mean, you know, I see what happened because I'm looking at the pages now and it seemed like he went back to where it was at. So I see what happens when they do the little penciling. Because there's a lot of stuff
right.
that goes on with these comics. People draw the layout, then they got to ink it, then you got to get somebody to write the words in, pencil it, and then you got to get somebody to color it. It's all a process.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, some people on the outside looking in think, oh, all you got to do is just draw it. It's a whole lot more than that. I mean, even when I first got in it, you know, being somebody who had been reading comic books for years, you know, it was still a lot I had to learn when it actually came to making them. So,
right,
you know,
right.
It's so many things that most people wouldn't expect or probably never even know about what you have to go through just to get a book made.
Right.
And even if, like, you know, even if a lot of times, like, you know, like you the writer, you the artist, you the colorist, you the letterer, you the inker, man, that should burn you out after a while. Like, damn, 20-something
right.
pages? That's a lot
yeah.
for one person,
and,
you know what I mean?
And that's what was happening to me, you know, before everybody, you know, I started meeting everybody, I really was burned out. You know, I was trying to do Fierce, but I was trying to do IPF and The Vengeance and Blood Shark, and it was like, you know, that was never my goal to have to draw four separate titles. It's like I wanted to build a comic universe, but I didn't want to have to do everything because, you know, having other talent around you makes you better. And I was getting bored with my own work, basically. I was like, man, how many more times can I draw this same, you know, like I was drawing the same poses and not even realize if I was drawing so many books. I'm like, wait a minute, I drew this in this other book.
Yeah.
So, you know, having somebody –
Yeah, that's the burnout.
And people,
yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, having somebody to say, well, hey, why don't you try this? You know, like, you know, that, like, I love that when somebody comes up with an idea on the team, they're like, well, hey, why don't you try this? And I'm like, well, I would have never thought of that.
And I think it
just makes for a better product.
And, Ray,
right.
like, that's one of the things that I love about us as a group. Like, you know, Because you may have some friends that you may, you know, run stuff by, but all of us mm-hmm. kind of put in, you know, some kind of input, you know, even if it ain't personally our project, our
right.
input on each other's stuff is, you know what I'm saying, important because we all work hard to put out books, you know what I'm saying, and products. And I feel like we all try to keep a certain standard when we put something out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, having other people's input in the group is definitely good, especially just, you know, me experiencing with what we do with Fierce.
Yeah.
You know, the way we're doing Fierce right now is really good. It's teaching me a lot about, you know what I'm saying, how to process, how to better my process, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like Gabe's writing too because I'm like, man, when I read the first book, I was like, man, I love this book. I was done after that. I'm like, that's got to be my standard right there, for real, for real. Because I love the storyline and everything, how y'all went back and showed the origin of how he began and all that, you know.
Yeah.
So I really like that. Now, I can't wait till the IPF come out there, International Police Force, Raymond.
Yeah, we got some stuff cooking with them. You know, they're actually going to be involved with a crossover with a friend of mine named Leroy Thompson out of Detroit. He has a group called Six Deep, and he's working hard on getting that out right now. So when we get closer, I'll let you know. But I can just let you know it's a team versus team fight when they meet up against each other. So, you know, he showed me pages and all that, but, you know, I can't reveal anything, but, you know, I can show it to y'all. So.
Well, I know. Old boy with the poisonous gases need to be undefeated. I know that. Unless people are holding their breath fighting, dude. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I had that dude awesome in my Shay Diamond story. Shay Diamond just walked up on him, and he was in shock. And they was saying, and he was like, "How can you breathe?" And she said, "She's breathing with inside her body. She don't have to take no air on the outside." And he was all jacked up. So I mean, you know, I had him in the story with Shay Diamond, mm-hmm. and I also got Freeze Tag in there too. I got Pencil Man in there, and those are the only people that, you know, other people's comic books that I have in there. And the next story, I have a few more other people, but I know for one we're gonna have Pink Hammer in there. So
okay,
Shay caught the Crimson Force too. So I mean, it just, you know, some of me thinking with everybody else trying to put everybody's story with everybody, you know, in my story and incorporate it.
Right.
That makes it. Well, that makes more people want to go to that comic book too. But who is that?
Right.
I need to go check them out too. You know.
Yeah.
I want you guys to give out your information. We only got like 3 minutes. Give out your information where you can be hit up at and buy the books and whatnot.
Okay, well, you know, this will be real quick now. The Fantasy Art Comics website is up now, so you can go to www.fantasyartcomics.com. We're adding stuff to it, you know, daily pretty much. So, but yeah, just go there and you can check out all our titles and, you know, you can start ordering Fierce Issue 1 and all the other books will be added up there very soon.
Okay. Yeah, ditto. I don't got no books out right now, but like I said, I'm working on some things behind the scenes, and hopefully, you know what I'm saying, by this time next year, I'll have, you know, something out, you know, and yeah, just go on the website, man, and you know, purchase you know, some of our product there, and you know, follow us on Instagram, Fantasy Art Comic, Fierce Comic,
yeah.
Fantasy Art Studios, Atlanta.
Yeah.
Also, Shay Diamond .com, and that's SHAYDYMOND.com. ShayDiamond.com. Of course, the triple W's in the beginning. It's good having y'all in. I mean, even though we only got, what, half the team? The system of three.
Yeah.
Then we only got half the team. And prayers out to Gabe and everything. I hope that emergency situation is blessed and everything comes out right. Your hearts and in our minds.
All right.
Everybody else, hey, y'all stay up, man. And Ray, we got to talk about your son's projects and see what's going on. I need to talk to you.
Yeah, I got an update for you about Shay Diamond too, about the lettering. So.
Okay then. Well, we'll talk after I hang up, and we'll be talking. Everybody else, hopefully I'll be on Sunday with 30 minutes only on Sunday, my political show for 30 minutes. The phone call fist fight is what I call it. Talk to you all later. Stay up. Later on, folks.
All right. All right, bro.
All right. All right.